Welcome once again to the Vending Technology Podcast. We're here again with John Powell of John Powell Consulting. John is a veteran, 20-year veteran of cashless vending hardware and software initiatives. He's spent time with Transaction Network Services in its initial vending projects for some of the major bottlers. He spent some time with Cantaloupe Systems, and he spent some time with U.S. Wireless Data in its initial vending projects. Today, I want to talk a little bit about some of the new marketing strategies that are possible now for vending operators getting into cashless.
Amongst the folks that are providing cashless vending services is a little bit of a change in marketing strategy, whereas, again, 10 years ago, the sales pitch was, put cashless on, it's going to increase gross sales, and we move on from there, and that's the justification. And instead, there is a new marketing model that says, let's use cashless to justify a price increase. You know,
to the customer,
to the end user, yes, through the site owner, in most cases has to approve it, onto the end user. And there's been some very good preliminary market research to show that cashless vending, when added to the payment mix, really softens the drop when you raise prices. And if you can use that, if operators can use this as a selling tool to sell in a price increase to their venue site owner, then I think everybody wins. And I think that also kind of extends a trend that I think is a very healthy thing within the vending industry, and that's the idea that the site owner of the vending machine needs to put a little skin in the game when they're asking for new equipment, new vending machines, whatever. And in the case of cashless, especially at these higher price locations, you know, if you've got a vending machine that is selling at $1.75 to $2 and you're only making 15, 20 cents out of that as a vending operator because the site owner is demanding an extraordinarily high commission rate, and you can come back and show that site owner how adding cashless is going to allow you to take the vend price up another quarter or how it's going to significantly increase sales, then the corresponding argument needs to be made, well, I'm bringing this money-making opportunity to you. I need to be compensated for my effort. And the whole concept of cost sharing in cashless, I think, is going to be a very, very important trend in the future. And I think when you combine the concept of cost sharing, cashless as a means of increasing vend price, combined telemetry and cashless equipment, combined telemetry and cashless gateways, along with some additional trends that we're seeing out there with new entrants into the traditional debit and credit card space, people like PayPal and Google and Facebook and Apple and Amazon, and the cell phone companies themselves, all have the potential to start encroaching on the traditional debit and credit card space, which makes the existing players, the MasterCard, Visa, Amex, and Discover, a little bit more hungry, a little bit more prone to sharpen their pencil and look at markets that they hadn't looked at before. And at the same time, these new entrants that may have different cost structures to offer stored value products at a lower interchange rate, especially in terms of the hard pennies that are factored into that rate, all may do some good things to drive interchange and processing fees lower. So in general, I'm extraordinarily encouraged about where cashless vending is going. I'm a fairly seasoned veteran in this industry. I look back on some of the folks that have been around a little bit longer than I have that talked to me about the adoption curve for the coin changer and the bill acceptor. You know, when those things came out, you couldn't beg people to put them on machines. But within about a 7 to 10 year period of their first being introduced, You could hardly order a new vending machine where a coin changer and a bill acceptor wasn't just automatically offered as part of the package.
Mm-hmm.
And I really see the same thing happening in the not-too-distant future for cashless vending.
Okay, very good. John, thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Okay.
Great to talk with you.
Okay.